Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Leaders Lie: The Truth About Lying in International Politics, is a short work of international relations analysis by John Jay Mearsheimer, one of the best-known realist scholars of world politics. Rather than treating lying as a purely moral failure, the book asks when political leaders deceive, why they do so, and what such deception accomplishes in practice. Its central concern is not everyday dishonesty, but strategic lying in the conduct of statecraft, especially during crises, wars, and high-stakes diplomatic disputes. Mearsheimer argues that leaders often lie for what they believe are national interests, but he also shows that deception is constrained by trust, audience expectations, and the risks of exposure. The book is structured as a conceptual and historical examination of different forms of political lying, making it accessible to general readers while still grounded in political science debates. It is most useful for readers who want a realist explanation of propaganda, threat inflation, cover-ups, and the limits of deception in international politics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Mearsheimer's realist case for studying lying as statecraft. The book begins from a realist premise in international politics. Leaders are not judged primarily by moral purity, but by whether their actions help preserve security and advance national interests. From that perspective, lying is not treated as an aberration outside politics, but as one possible instrument of leadership. Mearsheimer's key move is to separate the fact of deception from the question of whether it is morally acceptable. He does not excuse lying, but he argues that a serious analysis must first explain why statesmen use it and when it works. This gives the book a distinctly analytical tone. Instead of asking whether leaders are good or bad people, it asks what strategic problems they are trying to solve, and why deception sometimes seems useful. That framework matters because it shifts the discussion away from simple condemnation. The result is a book that treats lying as a recurring feature of political competition, especially in an anarchic international system where states cannot rely on a common authority to enforce truthfulness. Secondly, the sharp distinction between lying to other states and lying to domestic audiences. One of the book's most important arguments is that leaders are generally more likely to lie to their own citizens than to foreign governments. This may seem counterintuitive, since international crises appear to create strong incentives for deception abroad. Mearsheimer argues that the opposite is often true, because lying to another state is difficult to sustain. Foreign leaders are suspicious, especially on matters of war and security, so a lie is less likely to be believed and more likely to be punished if exposed. By contrast, domestic audiences often begin from a baseline of trust in their own leaders, which makes homefront deception easier to stage and more politically useful. This distinction helps explain why democratic leaders, in particular, may resort to public deception during wars of choice or controversial interventions. The book uses this contrast to challenge the common assumption that the most dangerous lies are always those told to enemies. In Mearsheimer's account, the more consequential pattern is often leaders misleading their own publics in order to build support for policies that might otherwise be unpopular. Thirdly, the book's typology of political lies and why each form works differently. Mearsheimer organizes international deception into several recognizable categories, which gives the book much of its structure. The main types include interstate lies, fear-mongering, strategic cover-ups, nationalist myths, and liberal lies. Each category serves a different political purpose. Interstate lies are aimed at other governments, usually to gain an advantage in bargaining or conflict. Fear-mongering is used domestically to magnify a threat and persuade the public to support a harder line, often in wartime. Strategic cover-ups hide embarrassing or dangerous information that could damage policy or legitimacy. Nationalist myths reshape historical memory to strengthen collective identity and state loyalty. Liberal lies present policy as more humanitarian or norm-based than it really is. This typology matters because it shows that political lying is not a single behavior, but a family of tactics with different audiences, goals, and risks. The book's analytical value lies in showing how each kind of lie depends on specific conditions, such as the level of public trust, the stakes of the issue, and the likelihood that the deception will be exposed. Fourthly, why international lies can backfire and damage the political system. The book does not present lying as cost-free, even when it appears useful in the short term. Mearsheimer emphasizes two major dangers: backfiring and blowback. Backfiring occurs when a lie helps produce a policy outcome that fails, exposing the weakness of the deception and damaging the liar's credibility. Blowback refers to broader harm to the political culture, where repeated deception contributes to a wider atmosphere of mistrust and dishonesty at home. This part of the book is important because it gives the realist argument its internal caution. Leaders may believe they are serving the national interest, but lies can generate consequences that weaken the very state they were meant to protect. That's especially relevant when public support is built on false premises. because the resulting policy may be harder to sustain or more disastrous than leaders expected. The book's treatment of the Iraq War controversy is often cited in this context, because it illustrates how threat inflation can help justify a decision, while also creating long-term credibility losses. Mearsheimer's point is not that deception never works, but that it carries risks that leaders frequently underestimate. Lastly, how the book clarifies lying versus concealment and spinning. Another useful contribution of the book is its effort to define lying carefully and separate it from related forms of deception. Mearsheimer distinguishes outright lies from concealment and spinning. Concealment means withholding important information, while spinning means presenting facts in a selectively favorable way without necessarily making a false statement. This distinction is more than semantic. It helps explain how political communication often functions in practice, since leaders may avoid direct falsehoods while still shaping public perception in misleading ways. By making these categories explicit, the book gives readers a better toolkit for evaluating speeches, justifications for war, and official claims during crises. It also prevents the analysis from becoming too broad, because not every misleading statement is the same kind of deception. The result is a more precise account of how political manipulation works. For readers, this is one of the most practical parts of the book. It encourages close attention, not only to what leaders say, but also to what they leave out and how they frame events. That makes the book especially useful for interpreting modern political discourse. In conclusion, Why Leaders Lie will be most valuable to readers of international relations, political science, history, and public affairs, who want a compact but serious explanation of political deception. It is especially relevant for students, analysts, journalists, and informed citizens who need to assess official claims about war, security threats, and foreign policy. The book's main benefit is conceptual clarity. It gives readers a structured way to think about lies, concealment, spinning, and the political incentives that drive them. It also offers a realist perspective that avoids simplistic moralizing while still recognizing the real dangers of deception. Compared with broader books on propaganda or political corruption, this work stands out because it focuses specifically on lying in international politics and distinguishes carefully between lies told to outsiders and lies told to domestic audiences. Its value lies in that narrow but sharp focus. Readers come away with a better sense of why leaders deceive, when deception is likely to fail, and why democratic politics can be especially vulnerable to strategic falsehoods. For anyone trying to evaluate state claims more critically, it is a highly useful and disciplined study. If you would like to support John J. Mearsheimer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.